Fitzy and Whipper.
G'day, podcasters. How are you going? Happy Friday.
Hey, cast of pod.
Oh, that's not bad.
Flipped it around a bit there.
That's really, really
good. I love podcasts. Anytime, anywhere, plane, toilet, bed, you can listen to the show.
I'm listening to one of ours right now.
What do you think?
As you're talking.
No, this isn't.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
What, you're already listening to one?
I don't know if you're talking to me or not.
Was it Wednesday's show? Did I say anything funny?
Did you just say something?
Just stay focused on today's show, because we've got Georgia Love and Lee, right? That's what's happening on today's podcast.
God, imagine if he changed his name to Lee Love.
What do you mean?
Lee Love.
Lee Love.
Lee Love? Lee Love her, that's for sure.
She's lovely.
Oh, I've
had enough. See you guys. Enjoy the podcast. It's over. Done. Dusted. Cactus out of here.
I knew you and Lisa were having a few problems.
Flown the
coop. How long has it been going for?
Quite a while. It was to do with my new reality TV show and then reports I was spending too much, and also that I've been seeing an exotic dancer in Vegas.
Not your virtual reality show.
No. I'm not talking about me. Lisa and I are fine. That's not the issue. I'm talking about the high profile world of celebrity and cash, mate. James Packer, Mariah Carey, Cactus.
Gone.
And then
a billionaire
comes.
He doesn't come along, mate. He walks out.
So he's gone. So does that mean now he's been married twice, two divorces, and now he's broken up an engagement?
Was there another engagement?
Well, he was engaged to Kate Fisher, wasn't
he? Right, they didn't get married.
Then he married Jodie Mears, right. He married Erica Baxter, engaged twice.
Just a piece of advice for a guy who's been... who's been so successful.
Yeah.
Find a girlfriend.
Yep.
Okay, you've fallen in love with her, that's great. See how it goes for a few years. Mm. Before you ask her to marry you.
Dream lover, come rescue me.
Oh,
what's
wow.
that? Is that that's a James Packer song?
That's a Mariah Carey song, mate.
Oh, sorry.
If you're a fan, you'd know it. I love that song. It's a beautiful track.
Have we got any Mariah Carey in the system, Josiah?
Yeah, what's in there, mate? Just to celebrate. Not celebrate.
Turn your own mic on.
Thank you.
What do you got there? Don't come back. He's not coming back.
They don't belong together.
Well, I mean...
Good song.
Not so much a happy Christmas.
No, leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, but it's not going to be much fun, is it?
That's it.
I need the two.
That's fine. I would have thought Fantasy would be in there.
I can't believe he's come out and said, well, he hasn't come out. They've said that she's spending far too much money. She's got her own money, guys. She's worth $500 million.
Yeah, but can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
How much of her own money do you reckon she's spending?
Yeah, you don't open your wallet when you're dating James Packer. Whips,
well
why
said.
Did they break up?
Spending too much money. He didn't want a bar to do with the reality TV show. So
but
when
he
that's,
wasn't involved anyway.
I know, but he didn't like the exposure of what it was and the fact that a lot of it was to do with her getting married. And the footage is of her trying on wedding dresses and... wasn't interested in that.
Mm.
And apparently...
I mean, do you want what I'm reading or what you've got? Because they're probably just as accurate.
I heard that she didn't get along with it.
Here we go.
Can I have a drum roll, Joe?
Oh,
hang on.
With his brother Wayne or something, or Fudge.
Oh, here we go.
His cousin Fudge.
Not to steal your joke, you've only made it every time we've talked about James Packer.
Yep. Knick-knack, packer-whacker, Fudge Packer. Got it, mate.
Look at you.
He's
dying.
Lost it. He hasn't even delivered his own punchline and he's still loving it just as much.
It's so basic, it's so effective.
Sarah.
It's just great.
To answer your question before the Fudge Packer joke arrived, apparently there was some sort of rendezvous with one of her dancers at the Vegas residency.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know.
He's had some big nights out with Leonardo, though, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine the girls that are hanging around those guys, or one guy, and James would be there.
Well,
and then when Leonardo then goes, hey, girls, this is my friend James Packer. He's a billionaire from Australia. Straight onto him.
Yeah, James is sitting in the corner waiting for his turn, just putting lip balm on, knowing it's just a matter of time.
I did read a report that his mum and his sister stepped in and said no. You need to
Gretel.
Call it off. Yeah,
did she?
And Roz. Yeah, if you actually read more of the story in front of you, his family and two men who he sees as father figures.
It's not
they
in
all
this story,
rallied
Sarah.
Together and said, no, we don't think you should do
it. It's interesting timing. Kate Fisher's on the front cover of New Weekly. Old Flames. Could it be the case that he saw an opportunity with Angelina Jolie?
Oh, he can do better than that.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do you know what, though? All his mates, like you talk about Leo, whenever Packer breaks up with someone, there's a time of mourning, I would assume, like any broken heart. And you know what you do? You fly your boats into your private yacht and you go, bang, boys, join me for a week. You don't
reckon. Just waiting for you to go somewhere.
You don't reckon as a mate, you're not waiting for that call. I'm so sorry to hear, buddy. I'll be right by your side. Yeah. What time's the jet landing?
I think that got the same response as all your mates waiting for you to take them away for a week.
Bill Gates, have a crack at how much you reckon he's worth now.
Oh, God. 250 mil?
Mil?
3 billion?
No, it's more like 14 or something, isn't it?
No, it's about $130 billion.
Bang. Whoops. Jeez, we shortchanged him, sir.
What's a trillion? A thousand billion?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the first trillionaire?
Bill Gates.
No, well, I don't. Well, he won't be around. And this is the thing, right? He's got three kids, Jennifer, Rory and Phoebe. They're 20, 17 and 14 respectively, right? So think about it. 20 years of age, dad's loaded, he's worth 130 bill.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start thinking to yourself, dad, I want to start using your money and having a bit of a fun?
I would have thought once you turned 18, along the way, there'd be dribs and drabs.
Well, over there in America,
you're
21 before you start partying.
That's your partying, but you're still driving, you're still living. You got freedom at 18. Give us some cash, dad. This is time. I'm an adult now.
Bill Gates had an interview yesterday. He went on a breakfast show over in the UK. This is what he had to say.
It's not a favor to kids to have them have huge sums of wealth because it distorts anything they might do, you know, creating their own path.
So basically he's not going to give them any of the money. He's going to donate all the money to the Bill Gates Foundation.
Okay, if you're going to cry about this, let it out.
Just because they don't get a trust fund.
If you're so emotional because you thought you were one of Bill Gates' kids for a moment,
I just can't believe it.
Mate, Warren Buffett's the same. And his son is just this struggling musician who wants to release an album. And he won't give him any cash whatsoever.
Isn't that just rude, though? Come on, support him.
I saw a kid the other day. He pulled up. This was in Rose Bay. He pulled up in a red convertible Ferrari with a can of Red Bull in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and he looked about 18. And I just thought, oh, God, where's this guy going to end
up?
It
does, doesn't it? When you see young kids in hotted-up cars like that or amazing cars like BMs and Mercedes.
It was Salim. He was lost.
You think to yourself, but see, that's... I can understand if you're... Okay, let's say you were Bill Gates there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to give your kids the money. I can understand where Bill's coming from. Let your kids get an education. Yep. Go out into the work first. But like Bill did, they have to go and learn. They got to do the hard yards. So, and then maybe at the age of 30, when they've settled down with someone, maybe start to have a family, that's when you start loading them up.
Yeah, or you tie it into things. Like you can have this much down the track to invest in property.
Yep.
Or this much to do that.
And he gives away billions of dollars. Mm. So he'd be sitting there as one of his kids going, look what you've done. You've given it all to them.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here as your blood. Where's the handout? Do I need to dress as someone struggling on the street to get a freebie?
How much do you reckon, like we were talking about this with Huey the other day, how much do you reckon the Gates kids would have got from the Tooth Fairy for a tooth?
500 mil. I think it is. You'll notice the kids sitting at home. The only way they can get cash is to knock their own teeth out.
Dad, I can't get out of the bedroom. There's too much cash in here.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy's been.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was a molar.
Tooth Fairy's left you another 10 million.
Isn't that amazing?
Interesting article come out. This is juicy, sir. This is why you're attracted to married men. Not you personally.
Yes.
But ladies out there.
Have you ever been attracted to a married man,
sir? Can we get some sexy music?
No, not really. It sort of feels like a pointless pursuit.
Yeah, but I think girls like it because it feels safe. Am I right? Is that what the list says?
Safe?
Yeah, it's safe because he's not going to say anything and he knows how to commit.
Do you know what? For a guy, it's really weird. Guys, and you probably get this
Tell
as well,
about
girls,
us.
But when you go into a bar sometimes, you could go in there for 6 months, right, into a bar, and no one looks at you. No girl looks at you, and you think to yourself, and you're not confident, you're thinking. But then you can have other times where you just feel like you're in the zone. You're looking around, and there's people just looking at you, girls looking at you, flirting with you.
Yeah,
king of the world.
That's about confidence, isn't it?
But do you reckon girls, is there an aura of a guy who is married, who is happy, who's down there and is in a relationship that girls really want, Sarah?
I don't think you'd chase a man who's happy in his marriage.
Right.
But you'd be seeking the ones that aren't, wouldn't you? Otherwise, they're not going to return any level of interest.
Well, you know, they commit. I think you're right there, Fitzy, because it's like when someone is single and they're really keen to meet someone, you can smell desperation from a mile off. Where if someone goes in there, they're completely themselves, their aura is open, right? Mm. That's what girls want. Well, this hit on a lot.
These are the reasons why women are attracted to married men. Mm. Number one, you're subconsciously unavailable. So you're actually saying to yourself, I don't want a relationship. But really, you want a relationship.
Huh?
I don't get that either.
No, you're setting yourself up in that sense. Yeah, there's no pressure.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I know what you mean. So subconsciously, you aren't available. You don't want a relationship. So you want to go for a married man because you know it's not going to lead into a relationship.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just going to be a one-night stand.
Mm. Could be two nights.
Could be two nights. Number two, you're attracted to bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you
ever gone out with a bad boy, sir?
No, I seem to date really safe people, don't I?
You seem to date brothers.
Sorry?
Oh, what?
I've only got one. We've never dated.
No, not your brothers. Oh. Like go from one brother to another brother.
How long did you go out with Hamish for? What?
Do you know, he gets really upset when we talk on air and reference that he and I may have hooked up or something, which I understand.
You mean you're a close family and nudity is very much welcome in your family.
Not by everyone.
Did you go
out...
I can't
be a never nude and an exhibitionist whipper, so pick one.
It's confusing.
Did you go out with one guy and then go out with his brother?
I didn't say that.
I may have... kissed two brothers that it was like a decade apart.
Oh, kissed. No.
Yes. Kissed.
Okay, number three, you're addicted to drama. And there's a lot of girls there's a lot of guys out there as well that you feel like they're in relationships and you look at them and you go, but you love the drama around you. And without that, if you get rid of this person, your life's just gonna go downhill because you need that around you.
Got nothing else to talk about. Attracted to tragedy.
Number four, the grass is always greener. Feel like the good ones are already taken. Whether we're talking the dream home, the amazing hair, or the perfect husband, all we want is what we can't have. That's the big one.
I know. That's always been the way in life, and that's often how you test a relationship to remove yourself and see how much they want you. That's an old technique.
Yeah, isn't it? The breakup, and if you really love me, you'll come after me.
That's right, and that's an old saying.
It does not work.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because it's a true test to say, if I take something away, will they want it back? If they come back, it's on.
Well, I find the good-looking girls as well always have to give themselves the next level challenge. You know what I mean? I've got that guy. Oh, that guy in the bar there, he'd be too easy to pick up.
Yep.
I'm going to go for the guy who's married. Girls, sit back and watch this. Do you reckon I could do it?
That's an insecurity thing.
As a guy goes to the bathroom, slowly takes the ring off his finger and slips it into his pocket and walks back out, buys her a cocktail and then orders a hotel room, Sarah.
This seems all too familiar for you, doesn't it?
I'm putting it back on my finger.
If you were sexier, I'd actually think maybe you had cheated, but the fact that no one would look twice at you means Lisa is safe as...
How dare you?
Hey, here's my room key, room 314.
Formula One.
Well, look, I may not have as much money as you think I do.
I'm on the North Shore, not near Mascot.
Meet me there in five because I'm about to check out.
Gambling's a big issue in this country. Well, if it isn't now, it will be. The amount we have more gambling. We spend more per capita on gambling than anywhere else in the world here in Australia.
We do love a punt.
Geez, the advertising too that you see in gambling. Keep an eye on that as the youth gets older. Could be a bit of an issue in this country.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I've started on a heavy note there.
It's more of a social thing in Australia. We like to go to the pub. We like to socialise.
Yep.
And betting is a part of that.
Yeah, but it never used to be. When I was younger, it was never part of my life. I have a punt now, but when I was 21, 25, I still wasn't doing it. These days, groups of kids that are 18 years old, that's what they socially do at the pub.
Oh, mate, if you live in the suburbs, you're local, mate. You go in there and there's, we grew up. Everyone would just used to go in there and have a beer and then have a punt.
Let me tell you the story about Glenda and Buddy. Beautiful couple. Elderly. No, they're not that old. What are they? 57.
I wouldn't know.
Anyway, I don't. Neither would I, actually.
Clearly.
Should have read the sheet. Buddy wanted a couple of Powerball tickets. He said, why don't we have a crack at it? She said, no. Gambling is bad. She was walking out the door. He said, get us a couple of Powerball tickets, please. Let's have a shot at it. She said, no, I'm not doing that. So he waited at home. She arrived back from the news agency, came home with a scratchy and said, I'm not getting your Powerball. Here's a scratchy. This is how you waste money. Scratched it off, won $1 million.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Just, you're trying to set a lesson in life and unfortunately it's backfired.
See,
he's left her.
Look, I can understand because, all right, in my generations of the Fitzgerald family, Sarah, my grandfather Stan, hopeless punter, right? Punted everything up the wall. He was the one that left me the fatback television when he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out he still owed $800 to Radio Rentals.
Annoying.
Right? Dad, on the other hand, watched his father lose all his money. So Dad said, I hate gambling.
Yeah.
Right? Hates it. So Dad loathed gambling. He, down at the Portlanga Footy Club, anyone who was smoking drugs or anything like that, Dad was anti, which was good.
Yeah.
Whereas he came from a really rough family. But then the next generation down to me, punting when I was younger, I just clicked with me.
Yeah.
And do you know where it started? From my father. Because he did the exact same thing, Whip. It was a Melbourne Cup one year. God, it would have been in the 80s or 90s. Mm. And there was a horse called Makata, right? And it was number 10. And that was my footy number. And Dad goes, you know... I remember it. He goes, you know what? I'm going to show you how much of a mug's game this is. Because every Melbourne Cup, we used to get the family over and everyone used to have a few drinks. And you say, it's just a mug's game. 24 horses, I bet you. I'll put $2 on you for Makata, and I bet you he comes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Makata, it didn't win, but it came third, and it was such a roughie. It paid $18 a place.
That's all right.
And I ended up getting 36. He got $2 each way.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up getting $36 back. And for me, I was about 12 at the time. That was massive.
That was it.
And he hooked me in. I was gone.
Well, what's your best mate's name?
Pundas.
So I put the two of them together, and then I sit at home last night, and I've got Lee at $1.60 on The Bachelorette.
I know.
You spot the
problem. But this is the deal, though, right? We talk about Pundas as my best mate, and you don't earn that nickname overnight, Sarah, but now his nickname is non-punter because he lost so much money.
He's a Jehovah's Witness
He became
now, isn't
a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm. Maybe you should join too. And find a faith.
He's never bet since. Since I've been married and had children, I don't. The best thing is, because I used to know every horse in every race. I used to do my research. I used to do everything. Now I look at a tab guide, I don't know what I'm looking
at.
What
was the biggest bet you ever placed?
I'd never used to bet big. I put $400 on Makybe Diva to win the third Melbourne Cup, and I got like $1,600, $1,700 back. That was probably the biggest win I had.
You had a crack at Usain Bolt, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, yes. Sorry, I did. Well, that was... that was stupid. Dad found out about that and blew up.
What did you put
on it? I put $2,000 on Usain Bolt when he was like 18 years of age at his first Olympics, because I knew he was a standout, and he was paying like $280. I'm going, this is ridiculous. So I drew like all my savings money out and put it all on Usain Bolt.
I've just got Jehovah's Witness.
And I went and celebrated with Dad. I went, Dad, got it. Boom. Like, I got the money.
Yeah.
But Dad blew up.
Yep.
What if he'd lost? What if he did a hamstring halfway down the track?
Yeah.
It's a horrible...
Casinos aren't going out of business. Have a look at them. They make money somehow.
Don't condone it at all.
Oh, The Bachelorette last night. Finally, we saw George's big decision. The man, the hunk of a beast, Lee. They're going to be on the show after 8 o'clock, but let's break down exactly what happened last night. My sister hasn't been watching the show. She messaged me saying, I've just tuned in. I can't believe George has chosen Ian Thorpe. He does look a bit
like Thorpey.
No, do you know what? There's a better option there. Kate Whipfley for The Bachelorette next year.
She'd be great.
That is, you are way out of
breath. Awesome.
We will not watch her make out with a man
on
TV.
And then we, on our show, we get to choose the bachelors there.
No.
Yes, yep. Fitzy and I have control over this. I love it.
We got Bruiser, 6'8" Bruiser, who's a white supremacist. He's going in.
Your dad will love him.
No, we're not doing that. Do you know what annoyed me a bit? Is that we sat on the couch, Lisa and I, watching this. And when Lee was getting ready for that moment where he went and had the kiss with Georgia. He's putting on his shirt. He's got his cologne and he's there and his shirt is still unbuttoned.
So hot.
Lisa looks at him and says, he's just perfect, isn't he? Like, there's not a mark on his face. Mm. And how firm is his chest? And I said, what's wrong with me? I said, were you disappointed when I took my shirt off for the first time? Because I'm the opposite of Lee. I mean, Lee doesn't have a hair on his chest. And here I am, the essence of man. Well, covered in hair.
It's the perfect case of personality with you, isn't it? Yeah. And making people laugh. And, you know, a sense of humour, we've always said that goes far with girls.
I'm a good-looking guy.
No,
like,
well, girl,
Eight out of ten.
Some girls can't get everything they wish for.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm a different option. I don't look like Lee, but I'm not. Well, I'm not worse than
really
Lee. I'm just
nice
a different.
Guy,
you're a lovely guy. You're a lovely
you're a
guy.
Good
and you know what? You're cute.
You are cute. And cute and cuddly.
I'm not cuddly.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I thought I was going to get a
bit of
support.
I love how it's
there.
Suddenly about you. The Bachelorette picks a man and it's all about
Whipper. I was just disappointed. I was being compared to Lee last night.
Can you get to the bit where Maddie got rejected?
That was sad, wasn't it?
Oh.
Let's have a listen.
I came here to fall in love, and I have, but it's with someone else.
Oh. I guess it's, I'm absolutely devastated.
He went straight down to the bar at Changi Airport and he picked up a flight attendant.
Yep. And let's remind everyone, the true winner here is the runner-up.
Yeah.
You're single.
Oh, mate.
Have a good time.
Well, didn't you... Can you talk about this? Has he tried to pick up your babysitter on Instagram?
That's what I understand. I don't even know if it was on Instagram. There were rumours floating around.
So
anyway,
is it fair you put a bet on knowing that that was happening?
No, I didn't know. It was all just rumours. It was talk.
Mate.
It was... I don't know what... Let's move on, guys, again, because this is going really well. This was a special moment. Have a listen.
Because I've fallen so madly in love with you. I love you so much.
God, I love you so much.
Was it cold?
The music makes it so much worse to listen
Jack,
to.
Jack, don't leave me. It was like the Titanic.
Mm. It's, you know what? It'd be hard though as well because, you know, it's not like it's a television show where you go, cut. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Can we do that again for safety?
Yeah, it's a one-taker.
It's a one-taker.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're under the pump. Those moments... You know, you stuff up sometimes.
Did you cry the first time you told BJ that you loved her?
Oh, give me a break.
See?
I did.
Did Lee cry?
And BJ was
surprised.
Well,
you know they're getting the wobbly voice and she's crying and that overly emotional.
Yeah.
I think heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. That was later.
I think it was more that they were bloody stuck at an airport.
Mm.
You know, I thought they were thinking they were going to go to Hawaii or the Caribbean or something.
Hawaii would be nice.
What about this cute moment when they realised just how in tune they were?
This isn't the end of this. This is
just the beginning. There we go. Finishing each other's sentences already.
Oh.
Don't moan at love.
Oh, God.
I know.
They the right just way. Make you want to hate them, don't they?
No, Sarah.
We're just finishing each other's sentences.
You and Gary do that. Can I point out my highlight? Can I be selfish here and just have a moment to celebrate? This was the best part of the show last night and the best part of any scene on The Bachelorette.
I can't even describe how... Oh, my gosh. There's butterflies.
There's butterflies. It's a butterfly park. Look at that one. Look, look, look.
Butterfly enclosure. How good was that?
Well, do you know, can I just say?
Yeah.
That whole show and a butterfly enclosure and you getting excited just sums up this whole series.
I mean,
there it is, everyone.
I've been picked on before for having a butterfly enclosure. There's nothing wrong with a butterfly enclosure.
And somehow we're back where it's all about
that
you. Exhausting.
That's huge.
Yeah, you actually went on
myself.
Cleo, Bachelor of the Year as
No, I mean, Winston Churchill and myself, the only two great leaders that I know that collected butterflies.
Actually, just quickly, we got into trouble the other day for saying Cleo, the Bachelor of the Year, is over. We got a tweet.
Yep.
Apparently, Cosmo's taking it over. So, Cosmo, Bachelor of the Year now. It's continuing.
Right.
So, apologies to Cosmo.
Things you didn't need to know on a Friday. Thanks.
Yep. No, we got into big trouble for that.
Did we?
Yep.
Would you call it big trouble?
Yep.
There's another meeting after
nine. We're being sued as we speak. Just received some audio. We haven't heard this yet, but apparently with our Donald Trump song, it's gone over to the States. We've just been told that Fox 13 in Salt Lake City, Utah, guys. The Utah Jazz. Anything else? Mormons.
Home of the honeybee.
Home of the honeybee.
Ice hockey.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Do they have TVs?
What's the Utah? The name of the Utah ice hockey team. See, find out. Anyway, they have a breakfast show over there on television.
The Grizzlies.
Are they? Utah Grizzlies.
Yeah, Grizzlies. Yeah,
cool.
They're classic.
Cool.
Anyway, we've just found out that they've played the parody on their breakfast show, morning, like the Today Show. This is, we haven't heard this yet, but this is just coming.
You know, one of the most fun things about campaign season is some of the parodies that spin off, parodies of the politicians. Yeah. So it's kind of an unofficial part of the American political process.
However, it's not just us in the U.S. that does that. Now some Australian radio hosts, they decided to take a shot at it. They combined the British band Wham! And Donald Trump, kind of an unlikely pairing, right?
It's a great combo.
All right, check it out. He said, build a wall straight from the start, which got a big on the ethnic card. Gun control, Wow, video and all.
Okay, so it is kind of making me chuckle. This is, you know, a whole band of Trumps, and they're singing the popular Wham song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Obviously, they've tweaked it a bit. Don't ruin the song. I actually like Wham. Oh, well.
It's
clever.
So bad, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, in summary, it's so bad, it's good. So how bad, funny is that? He's married to both of them, by the way.
It's so bad, it's good. Isn't that amazing?
That could be the motto for our show.
I love the comment. They've tweaked it a bit. Well, yeah, no, that's what a parody is. Lights, camera, clarity.
Oh, Sarah. Says a joke.
You know you talk, need a microphone.
Yeah, and then I realised it wasn't in front of me, so I was kind of over here, and now I'm back. What's going on
first
with James?
First day on the show.
Oh, welcome. What's going on with James Packer and Mariah? We've got to the bottom of why this split has happened.
All right, so apparently the two of them have split up. He's called it. It's allegedly over her extravagant spending and this new reality TV show, which is out beginning of December. There's also reports, though, that his mum and his sister stepped in, and two family friends who he sort of looks up to in regards to a father figure.
Right.
The four of them said, not really happy, don't think you guys are a good match.
Mm.
She's allegedly keeping the $10 million engagement ring, which I know he has a lot of money,
that's
but surely
trappist.
You want that back.
Yeah, no. But oh, I mean,
come on, Sarah, what's he going to do with it?
Oh, you'd flog it even if you only got half.
Is
that's
he gonna
$5 million bucks.
Do a Michael Clarke and lose it down the toilet again?
Don't do that. And knowing his way, as if you're not going to start right your relationship, and God, there's been a few girls on the Packer scene, go and buy in bulk. I'll take 5 of those rings, please.
You've got
a big future coming up.
Have a rest. My suggestion is, if you love the ladies, fair enough.
Yep.
Don't drop a knee, mate. Enjoy yourself.
Well said.
Well, TMZ are reporting that they haven't seen each other or spoken for more than a month after something happened during their vacation on a yacht in Greece. One source says that Mariah is claiming James did something really bad, that's a quote, involving her assistant.
Well, the other
report is that Mariah had some sort of rendezvous with one of the dancers in her Vegas show.
We spoke this morning and I forgot about it. There was another one. Okay, so Kate Fisher, engaged. Jodie Mears married. Who was the one that he had a child with?
Erica Baxter.
Erica.
Yeah,
they've got four kids, I think.
Four kids have they?
Is it three or four?
I don't know.
Wow. This is his fourth.
I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up back with Jodie.
Oh, that's
really?
It.
You heard it
because he's
first.
Just pumped a little bit of money into her new venture.
Yep.
Hang on, isn't she dating someone?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
James
Jeffrey Edelston, I think she's with.
No. That was a false report.
Oh, is that another
was
one?
Just a joke.
Sorry.
In the office.
Sorry.
It was different.
Guys, Miley Cyrus has spoken to Ellen DeGeneres, and you know how she's always sort of. She and Liam Hemsworth obviously split up. Then she put up a photo wearing her old engagement ring, so everyone just thought they're back together.
Yep.
She's confirmed that, yes, they are engaged, but they're just going at their own pace, which is fabulous.
See, that's good news.
A funny thing was, though, Ellen asked her how she actually feels about the ring and whether or not she likes it. Have a listen.
Sometimes I, replace it with an actual, unicorn or a Looney Tune, and he's kind of like, what's going on? It's like, well, this isn't really my aesthetic, but I'll wear it because you love me.
So she doesn't even really like the ring because she said she wears novelty things instead. Who is giving up a diamond ring for a unicorn ring?
I know, SpongeBob SquarePants.
It is a little bit old.
Byron Bay wedding, I've tipped it.
You reckon?
I'm into calling things today.
Wow, that's
I'm into
one.
Doing a lot you of you heard it first.
Is there odds on that? Can you bet on that?
Yeah,
or?
You can, $1.60.
Oh, finally, Beyonce. It's come out apparently she never genuinely liked Kim Kardashian at all. The friendship was purely based on the husbands, and now that they've had a falling out, she doesn't need to have anything to do with the reality.
They have nothing in common, do they? Nothing.
They don't.
One is so talented than the other.
Because there's nothing worse when you meet your partner's friends and then you got to sort of there's a couple that you're a lot of, I don't really get along with them too well, but you got to hang out with them.
Yeah, you have to keep playing. That's not fun. But speaking of, actually, no, I didn't speak of them at all. Katy Perry, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Finally, Katy has thrown shade at Taylor again.
Thrown shade.
I know you love that term.
Well, it's been sunny.
Well, at least she's not going to get burned.
She put a Snapchat up of herself dancing to Kanye West's song, Famous, in particular, the line about Taylor Swift at the concert, her singing along. I'm not sure why they keep engaging in this. Just let it die.
Stay out of it.
I'm not going anywhere near it.
Vote for Hillary.
And I've had a lot. I got so many phone calls yesterday. Fitzy, you need to get involved. Sort this out. I said I'm not going near it.
No,
they can sort it out for themselves.
Still recovering.
from your 40th, mate. What was that last Thursday? Was that last Thursday night?
Yeah.
That was just out of control. I'd like to make a formal apology to my liver.
you went home at 9 o'clock.
I went pretty bloody hard.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you were drinking pure blondes and went home at 9 o'clock.
I was just carving it.
Dog.
Mate, I had a shilly. I had a shilly out of an Ugg boot. You don't see that from the old whip dog every day. Do you line them up? Because I'll drink them.
Because you usually have to go home and look after the kids.
Your driver's out the front. Okay, I'm going. Mate, so much fun. And the feedback's been great about the party. And it's not often people do this. Because we opened it up and said, hey, everyone's invited, win tickets. Fantastic to get an email from Karen and Barry. They wanted to say thank you for having us. Thank you for a great night. Happy 40th. They also made mention of how great it was to meet Kate Ritchie. And I met them on the night before Kate arrived. And they were so excited. I said, oh, why are you so fascinated with Kate Ritchie? And they said, we're such a big fan. We actually got married to the Home and Away theme song.
No.
So as she walked into the church.
Oh, great.
Bang, this was running. And they said, we met.
She was dressed as Sally as well.
In the school uniform. We met watching Home and Away on the couch. That's how we would sort of spend our time together as friends before we became lovers. So they would just hang out. And the next thing you know, they just started hooking up, watching Elf Stewart just ripeable down at the diner.
I find that romantic.
It is sweet to have a thing that you share. Yep. Mutual passion.
Should have got married down at the diner or
you could have.
At the Life-Saving Club.
Yabby Creek. Couple of the River Boys.
That would have been good.
Are they still on the show, the River Boys?
No,
they're gone.
That was
I think
a while
they
ago.
Passed away in a horrific crash. Or a serial killer or a plane. I think a plane went down. A plane went down.
An explosion in a flood.
Yeah, there was some sort of dramatic tragedy. Yeah. Want to know what novelty song you've seen someone come into the church and walk down the aisle to? What did they go with and why is the big question too? Because you often see now as viral videos sort of the slow music starting and then it'll be some sort of dance that they'll do down the aisle before the serious action.
Does it have to be down the aisle? I mean, can it be, you know, the first dance as well?
Oh, yep. Why not?
Because we had a bit of a joke at ours.
What did you go
with?
Well,
I got married to Whipper. To my wife, BJ, she went a cheesy song. I think she went Close to You by the Carpenters.
Oh, cute.
Which was a bit cheesy.
Okay.
So as a bit of a joke, I changed it up and played a Kevin Bloody Wilson song.
Okay. Which one was it, mate? Santa Claus? Where's my bike?
No. Do you make love on first dates?
Right. Does your dad own a brewery?
Yeah. Oh, but we didn't go into it and we just cut it off and then we went into Spend Our Ballet's True.
Oh, so it was a sort of a two-step process, was it? Because it was one from BJ, one from you, and then...
Yeah.
A mashup.
Bit of a joke.
Wow, that's
good things come in threes, and then we went into the song.
Yep. My brother's wife's brother is big Adams Family thing. They
really?
Got married. And
Adams Family.
I don't know why. They just didn't. That's what they walked down.
Did they?
Whatever that bit of music is. She walked down the... That's very good.
Just, oh, God, you've never been that quick in your life, Josiah.
She walked down the aisle to that. And he was dressed in theme. He had the bolts out of his neck thing.
Are
like
you
the
serious?
Uncle Fester. Yeah, it was a full theme.
Mate, but the
situation. It
the
was
Adams
foul.
Family was around in the 60s.
Yeah, but see, people love that.
Watched the Adams Family.
But were they a bit gothic?
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah.
See, that's the...
No. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few people that done it to the music of Game of Thrones. Because that's a nice entry music building up too, isn't
what
it?
What was your song that you walked down the aisle to?
Mate, we had Boy and Bear.
That's right. Crowded House cover,
yeah.
What's Fall at Your
song?
Feet?
Fall at Your Feet. What am I talking about?
Yeah, that was great. Organising your wedding took me a long time. But yeah, you didn't have a wedding song either, did you? You played horses, but you didn't dance.
Didn't do it. We didn't have a wedding waltz. No, really... we didn't want to do that.
What was
we
the...
find that very awkward.
What was
we
the
can't
song
dance.
At your wedding, Sarah? What was the aisle song that you've walked down the aisle to?
Didn't I have bagpipes?
I think you did. Fitzy won't know because he turned up
there,
late.
It's a long way to the
first.
Top by ACDC.
That's right.
It was the voice. John
was
Bonham.
There a wedding waltz at yours?
There was.
What song was that?
Because your dad was
best
in it.
Best of my
it was,
love.
Was
wasn't
it boom, boom,
well,
boom?
Well,
let's go back to my room.
You got the best of my love.
Oh, yeah, your dad had a kilt on and he was doing high kicks and it was.
Well, he wasn't, but you kept trying to put your hand up
and
there.
And the celebrant was blind.
He was a priest. Oh, he's actually.
Yeah, but that was true.
Okay.
13, 20, 13, 24, 10. Want to know what novelty song you walked down the aisle to? Or if you were at a wedding that was a little bit different, what did they go with? Terry's given us a call. What did your friend walk down the aisle to, Terry?
So one of my friends, his bride or his wife at the time, let him choose one thing to be in charge of, and they let him be the entrance song.
Entrance
he
song.
Chose the Undertaker's theme song from WWF Wrestling, complete with a smoke machine, and he had a championship belt on his shoulder.
That's amazing.
Oh, no. So he was just obsessed with wrestling, Terry.
Yeah, but he was allowed to choose one thing. That's what he chose. And for the whole night on the wedding table, the wedding belt sat in front of him as well.
Now, Terry, no. The Undertaker, doesn't the Undertaker do something where he puts his eyes in the back of his head too, and it looks like he's actually dying on the spot? Did your mate do that?
Yeah, no, I think he passed on that, but I think the rest made up for it.
Oh, man. Anything else strange at the wedding, Terry, or that was about it? That was enough?
Yeah, I think that was enough.
And they're still together?
They are still together.
Well, that works for some, Terry. Oh, thanks for your call, mate.
Deb in Kirkcaldy. What did you walk down the aisle to, Deb?
Hey, guys. I got married earlier this year and massive Top Gun fan. We walked down to highway to the danger zone aviators on and the double high five at the end.
That is great. And Deb. who was your husband? Maverick?
I'd like to think I'm Maverick and he's Iceman.
Yeah, well, right. So, Deb, I'm just trying to paint a picture here. So you had your white wedding gown on with a pair of aviators.
That's the one. That was
awesome.
It.
Just that awesome. Is
great. What was the other slow song?
Take My Breath Away?
Yeah,
Take
well done, breath sir. Out.
You could. Did you think about that, Deb?
By Berlin.
Oh, look, I wanted to do the dance to the, you know, the dirty dancing,
Great balls of fire.
He drew the line there. He said, that's enough.
Yeah, take My Breath Away would have been more appropriate
beautiful
for a
song.
Wedding, wouldn't
stunning
it?
Song. I love that song.
Mel in Des Moines, what did you walk down the aisle to, Mel?
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, ready to fight, were you, Mel?
Absolutely, and 16 years later, we're still there.
Oh, still in the ring, just going blow for blow.
That is not a good start, Mel, when you're coming out throwing punches on your wedding day.
Mel's just in touch with married life and what it's going to be like. Well done, Mel.
Well, we settled in with a glass of Chardonnay last night on the couch, didn't we, mate?
Thanks for having me at your place.
No, it was magnificent.
It was great, really enjoyed it.
Did a bit of spooning and we sat back and watched the love between Georgia and we didn't know who it was going to be until she revealed this.
Because I've fallen so madly in love with you. I love you so much.
God, I love you so much.
She chose Lee, and they both Georgia's now join us now. Georgia and Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are we, guys?
Good morning.
This is just such wonderful news. Georgia, one thing I want to bring up straight off the top is when you're in the studio, last time when you joined us, I said there was something special in that first kiss you had with Lee. Was that the moment when you went, hang on a minute, this is really something?
I loved when I was in there with you guys and you said that because I've got the worst poker face and I was like, all right, he's talking about Lee. Do not give anything away. You're very bad at this.
Your face was twitching
you
at the time.
It.
Yeah, we picked it.
Wow.
Well, Lee, there were a couple of moments in there where we were thrown and one of them was Georgia's sister saying that, oh, Georgia, you got to think about Lee because I think he's a little bit too smooth. When you watched that back, how did you feel about that?
Mate, to be honest, I thought that conversation went well. I walked away from that rap, and then I sat there and watched it last night, and I hadn't realised, like, Katie's face. I'm like, oh, wow, I did not see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. You never know what you're going to finally see on TV either, do you, Lee? What's the feedback been, Lee, on your shirt last night? It looked like it came in a can, very tight.
Mate, all the fit between my pants and my my shirt, I think everyone thinks my clothes are sprayed on.
No, you look sharp. What upset me was my wife was looking at you getting ready for that final scene and she said, isn't it just perfect? And I know I'm not like Lee, honey, but I'm trying.
Where were you in Singapore? We thought you were at the Changi Airport in that final scene, but where were you?
No, we're on the rooftop of their Sofitel Hotel.
Oh,
in the middle of the city. So it was really, really nerve-wracking, though, because we had these high-rise buildings all around us with no idea if they were packed hidden in any of the windows.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it was a bit nerve-wracking, but hey, we got there. So it was late.
Georgia, tell me, have you heard from Maddie? Like, have you guys been in touch at all since?
A few of the guys actually reached out about my mum being unwell, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not really
not going to be sitting down and having dinner with many of them.
Because we've also got him on the line as well. Matty, you there? Yeah. No, Lee.
Oh, the line's breaking up.
Lee, how has it been over the past month watching the show and not being able to get too close to Lee? Have you guys been, had there been rendezvous out in the middle of Whoop Whoop?
Mate, we've had these covert operations for us to see each other. It's almost been like Survivor, but they just drop us in the middle of nowhere for a couple of days and just left us fend for ourselves.
So where were you going? Where were you meeting up?
We had one near the Hunter Valley, another in the
Strathbogie Ranges.
Right, okay.
Which sounds beautiful and glamorous, but they were the strangest, most secluded houses I could possibly find.
Yeah, it would have felt a bit weird. Can you tell us what happened straight after that moment, all right? So what we saw last night, you do the kiss and you finish each other's sentences. Then does the crew go, cut, all right, you guys can just keep making out and do what you want? Like, what happens then?
We kind of just kept kissing for a while and realised that people were packing up around
us. They just fly us apart. We're like, come on, guys, we're done.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah, well done. And Georgia, we've been thinking of you with your mum as well. You've done an amazing job and we've loved watching it.
Thank you very, very much. I'm sorry we couldn't be there in the studio with you guys, but hopefully we can be another time.
I totally understand, guys. Congratulations and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Concerning moment on the show right now. Received a phone call from Gary yesterday.
My Gary?
Yeah, couldn't believe it, out of the blue.
Please, Gary.
I said, what's going on, mate? Everything okay? He said, not really. Oh. I'm thinking of pulling the pin on Sarah.
Oh, no.
No, he did not.
It was a shock to me.
I think it's been coming for a while. Said,
not what he told me this morning.
He said, I need a drink and I got a gambling problem. Oh. Yeah. What do you mean this morning?
And then he said, I've got to go. She's coming home.
Yep.
Hey. And I'm handcuffed to the bed. I can't move.
Yep.
I've been here for 3 days. Can you bring some food?
He's got a black eye. He needed water. No, not the thing. That wasn't it at all.
Okay, then. Sure. What did he call you about? I'm betting it was a horse race.
He said, can you please bring up on air a meeting that Sarah walked into the other day and ask her to explain herself?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go and what did you do?
What have you done, Sarah?
So Saturday morning, I got up early. No. I got up early and I went to, it was supposed to be a flower arranging course.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really fun. Yeah, that's just Tommy's kind of a one-off done one thing.
Is it really? Is it really?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Have you done it?
No, my wife has a couple of times.
How boring.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, it's not for everyone. Anyway, I've walked into like a community centre to do it.
It would have been going off.
And I was running late and I was panicked. It was raining last Saturday morning. Traffic had been bad. It was quite away from home. So I've run into this room and it's full of people sitting there. And so I've gone in, I've looked for a seat, I've crossed the room and sat down. And next thing I know, they're going around the room saying, hi, I'm Kelly, I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm so-and-so. Anyway, they finally, I'd walked into an AA meeting.
Wow.
And they finally got to me and I thought, well, I can't say I'm not as though I'm just sitting there. But I don't want to say I am because this community centre was near where my parents live. And I thought, what if one of their friends is in here or something?
Small community.
And your teeth were stained with red wine anyway.
Cigarette hanging out of your mouth.
I don't
smoke. I know.
So how do you get out of there?
I said, my name's Sarah, I'm a supporter.
And a supporter?
Of
alcoholism?
No, well done.
Who wants a shot?
Not funny.
Not funny.
Do you know how much I grew in the next 60 minutes because I couldn't leave the room at that point?
What about the flower arranging?
No, Sarah, I thought that's you've done very well. Quick decision to come up with that.
I didn't want to lie, obviously. It's a serious environment. You know, these are people who have addressed this disease that they have. So I didn't want to make light of it. Anyway, at first I thought I could probably get up and just walk out. But people started sharing their stories and I thought, how insensitive them not knowing who I am that I've just stood up and walked out as though, whoops, got to take a call.
Did you make one up?
No, they didn't come to me for a story, thankfully.
Thank God.
But do you know how much I learnt in that hour? I think I became such a better person by 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Got anything off the cuff?
Well, not to be so judgmental, and this is one I bring for you, Whips, because you're a hideously judgmental person.
No, I'm not.
You criticise everyone about everything.
Corrected you earlier. I'm not judgmental. I have high standards.
No.
You're not judgmental. You have judgment.
Mate, this is what we have to deal with every day.
I have high standards. My uncle was an alcoholic. I understand there's a very serious side to this.
Absolutely, there is, but but the lessons were bigger than that.
Yeah.
It was very good. It was very enlightening, I thought, but I did feel guilty. So when they passed around the basket at the end, obviously, because it's a volunteer thing.
You have to put
thing,
money in?
Well, you chuck a gold in or something. Anyway, I emptied my wallet because I felt bad, like I'd been a fraud.
Lied. Oh, no, that's yeah. for all the coffee the and the biscuits.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Right. Was,
yeah, and have I didn't
been?
Get a
I've been,
care.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. Well, over in L.A., you know that restaurant? You know we went at that restaurant, Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Across the road. I went across the road to a church to have a look at it because it looked really nice. And I walked in and there was an AA meeting going on. And there was coffee and biscuits everywhere.
Yeah.
And I said, look, this is not for me. Grabbed a couple of Scotch fingers on the way out and said, I'm out of here. Stuck them up and went, I'm out of here, you mongrels.
See you next week.
Okay, wow. So you really grew as a person, didn't you, from
no,
the experience?
No, over that 60 seconds.
Jeez.
Wow, so that's good, Seth. At least you were involved yep. and you gave them some money.
Yeah, well, I did. I gave them quite a bit of money,
yeah,
actually.
Back again tomorrow.
It is Friday. It's end of the week and it's time for wrap-up of the week.
Wow.
It's myself up against Maddie DeGroote today. You just want to play with your mic there a bit,
Seth? Sorry, I almost fell off my chair and I grabbed it.
For the two people that aren't rapping today, you'd have to admit the intensity in the room right now is very high. There is two bald men ready to rap.
Ready
one
to
is sweating and
going. Yeah, Matt, you are really sweating a lot.
So cool, mate.
I've actually found that music is really throwing me off. All through the news all morning, with the beat at the back, I've been reading to the beat. I've got it in me. I'm ready.
Oh.
Now,
smell a bit like BO, though.
We've changed it up today. We're going NWA. We're going straight out of Compton. It's a bit harder, actually, this one. Do you want to... what are your topics, mate? Sam, what's his topics?
Are you going first, Maddie?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, the Maxim 100, hottest 100 list was revealed.
Yeah.
And the Trump parody.
Can I remind everybody, if you want to see this rap live, go to the Fitzing Whipper Facebook page. We are streaming this live right now.
Oh,
for
we
a man
go.
Panicking, right. Are you ready?
Ready!
Come on, Maddie!
I'm so about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yeah. Not bad. Ready to go.
Come on, Detroit, bring it on, mate.
I'm gonna slay you.
Here we go! Straight out of Nova, crazy little sucker called D Groot. Fitzy, mess with me and you'll get B boot. Up your son, taking no prisoners. To kill a skinny dude is top of my wish list. Another list is Maxim 100. Say you should have made it, but now you're getting punted. Off the show, and that's just life, babe. I'm Brecky Radio, serial killer, babe. The boys are making one with their little parody. Walking bright colors, y'all just some parrots be telling people don't vote for Donald Trump, but Aussies don't even vote, you bloody chumps. Now I'm aiming straight at you, Fitz. You got a face to give an epileptic fits. Now you think you was an all-round nice guy. I'll call my boys and get you smoked in a drive-by. I'm a psycho, but that's just me. You got crazy eyes like Survivor and you're Christie. At least she's a little better looking, and I don't want to offend the talent. No, now he's off sucking. Saw's not size, I smash your brittle ego. That's what happens when you go against me, bro, cause I'm the group. About to hurry out, cause I'm the guy your wife tells you not to worry about. Boom!
Oh, that
I lost the beat!
Yeah,
I lost the beat!
You lost the beat about 5 minutes ago.
Can you do me a favour? Go into the other studio, report on the traffic because there's been a car crash next to the Anzac Bridge.
As soon as I was gone, I was like, I don't have the skill to bring it back.
Made it today for effort. You can't take that away.
I'm so disappointed.
You gave a lot to those lyrics, but there are a few personal threats on Fitzy.
I mean, sometimes you just try too hard.
You need an escort to your car. It
is a tough one to rap to.
You've got to fall over to lose this, buddy.
All right, let's do it. Let's fire it up.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yo,
bring it on.
Yo.
So pumped up.
Yo. I'm coming straight out of Nova. Crazy man, mongrel called Fitzy. I slay rhymes like I slay this industry. I've got a partner, and he's larger. Raise your drinks for Whipper's departure. You too, Sarah, if you mess with me. I'll grab your phone, send a pic to Gary off my ass. That's how Fitzy rolls. I'm rump steak and you're all rissoles. I'm heating up. I'm the almighty throwing shade at a man who is slimy. On this show, he's past his expiry. Welcome everyone to the man, Tom Ivey. Matt DeGroote, he's pumping out the news. And oh yeah, he's the traffic dude. If you're a pig, go grab a shovel. Stuff the traffic, go find me some truffle. Don't believe in guns, my mouth's my tool. I'm working with a bunch of fools. And for my time, I need to be reimbursed like every guest at Whippers 21st.
That's a tough one. This is a tough one, Sam. Who is the winner?
How is that tough?
Whipper's just just walked over for a high five and been fresh aired by Fitz Deluxe.
Oh my god, no competition.
Thank
Fitzy.
You.
Oh, Farazi goes bang. I mean, you just, were giving it everything.
I've just spat so much over this mic.
Oh, straight out of Nova.
Change this over, give this one to Smallsy.
That was a. Let my boy Jackie Archdale down. I'm sorry, Jack, I did it no justice.
That was a huge battle. Well done, you big oxes. Get out of here. Nova.